This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we love being at training camp, and our broadcast from the NovaCare Complex, all part of WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, with RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Proud to be here, proud to be an Eagles fan, especially after what they did last year. Zach Bond was a big part of it. He'll join the program in about a half an hour, so we look forward to talking to one of the great Eagles players, Zach Bond, who was a finalist last year for Defensive Player of the Year, someone who has won two MVPs and given us many thrills. Devin had it in the update, you know, with Bryce giving us another thrill last night, albeit in a loss, but not only a homer, but a 350 in his career. So congrats to him. We had mentioned earlier, congrats to Stott on the baby. Congrats to Bryce on the homer. Seltzer, be Nostradamus here. Does he have another 150 in him to get to 500?
Joe, you have no idea how much I've thought about this.
Really? Like,
yeah.
I never thought about it till last night.
Jack and I have talked about it on High Hopes on the pod for a while. Like, okay. Just because, even when he signed here, you know, it was one of those things like, will we see Harper's 500th home run in a Phillies right. uniform? Like, it was something that felt like a realistic thing for him and all that. If I had to bet, I would bet he doesn't get there. Mm. But he, like, it's so hard to tell with him because he goes through these stretches where he's hurt and he's out and you feel like he's breaking down and then he comes back right. and in 2 weeks he looks like the MVP again. So, like, if this continues, I do think that there's a chance he can have these stretches where he gets enough and gets, like, right around there.
For sure.
But if I had to bet, like, my house, I would probably bet against it.
So it would take six seasons of 25 homers. But it may not be linear like that. I mean, he may have seasons where he misses half the season.
He's got 14 right now, you know? So, like, does he even finish this year with 25, you know?
Right. No, I get it. And he's only getting older. Well, it'll be fast. Look, obviously, Schmidt's the only guy to ever hit 500 homers. Did them all with the Phils. Schmidt did all 548 with the Phils. Tomey got to 400 with the Phillies.
Yeah, technically, it was over 500, just not with the Phils. Yeah.
And poor old Dale Murphy, who, you know, was a great player and a two-time National League MVP. He got to the Phils, initially played well, and then hit a brick wall, and he stopped at 398. Like, he could not get 399.
Well, Fred McGriff's the worst. Fred McGriff hit 493 home runs. It's like, man, you can't just hang on for seven more.
Yeah, and James, the thing in baseball I've always thought about is, thank God, and it was so tragic when Clemente died, and it was before we were born, but thank God he got that 3,000th hit.
On the dot! Like, yeah, I'm with
last
you.
Last game he ever played in, he got his 3,000th hit in the last game of a regular season and then passed away that all season, you know, taking aid to the earthquake people. So, brutal. But fortunately, he got the 3,000. All right, when you call in today, really cool prize today. Because today we give you a shot to have a four-pack of tickets to one of the Eagles practices. It's the Eagles' only public practice this year. It's Sunday, August 10th at the Link. It's a 6 o'clock practice at the Link. You know how they do it. They've been doing this for about 10 years or so. And it's an up-close look at the Birds as they get really close to the start of the regular season. So tickets are, by the way, available. You can get, but you can win them right here today by calling us at 215-592-9494. And here's how. You got to give us a great scene from a movie or a show that involves a lawyer. Now, why? Well, because on this date back about 25, 30 years ago, A Time to Kill came out, which was a great movie, had many great scenes with a young Matthew McConaughey as a fantastic trial lawyer in that movie.
Oh, an SLJ, Samuel Jackson going off.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's a whole thing, right?
Whole thing.
So many, many, many great scenes from A Time to Kill. Now, I will say this. Obviously, when you think of a lawyer and a scene, you think of Tom Cruise and you think of Jack and you think of A Few Good Men. And that would probably be essentially unbeatable. I guess what we're asking you is, other than Daniel Caffey in that showdown versus Colonel Jessup at the end of A Few Good Men, and other than A Time to Kill, which, of course, we honor with mentioning that it's the anniversary.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, James, very much. What's the next best scene ever in a movie or show? John, I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not, but there are probably tens of thousands to choose from. What hit you?
I do think this is someday going to be considered a classic if it's not already. They're already making Broadway plays about the Elle Woods.
Oh, no, that was my
lawyer. It's a classic already.
I think so. My daughter did... like portrayed Elle Woods in her seventh grade like school play.
So can I just say, I don't know who or what Elle Woods is.
Legally
what?
Blonde, really?
No.
Legally blonde.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't
Legally
be,
Blonde.
Right? I shouldn't
when you say
be
that,
surprised.
You've heard of Legally Blonde?
I've heard of Legally Blonde.
Okay.
So Reese Witherspoon,
but you've never seen.
I went to college with.
Oh yeah, I know.
Reese was my classmate.
Yeah, of course.
She is now. I mean, what a wonderful job she did in this role. And her first win in court is an incredible scene. She ends up doing what she does best and basically catching the. Woman she's grilling in a lie about whether she showered after a perm or not. And it was really good, and she really caught her
what,
in a
like
lie.
Like, it's hard?
All right, so Legally Blonde. Devin, give me a scene. Give me a scene in a movie or a show involving a lawyer.
Well, that was going to be my answer, so I'll pivot here. I'll go 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, that's a movie.
What scene?
I don't know, like all of it.
Look
isn't
at
it
you,
all
Devin.
No,
well,
actually,
look how lame that is.
Yeah,
that is
it's especially
as pivots go, that stinks.
Can I jump in here? Because if you've seen all the best scenes don't have a lawyer in it. It's jurors in a room talking.
Yeah,
but they're in a courtroom, aren't they?
No, lawyer. What did I say?
There's like 5 minutes of courtroom scenes in the whole movie.
Unless one of those jurors is.
Why are you both yelling?
Because unless one of the jurors is a lawyer.
I've never seen this movie.
I had to watch it.
It's
in
an amazing
John, it's
movie.
It's 12.
So boring.
It's 12.
It's one of the great movies of all time.
The Jurists. Seltzer. Give me a better answer than that one.
I can't believe she just said 12 Angry Men was boring. Like that hurts
it's
my
so
soul. That is a bad take, Devin. You should watch it again. It is. I watched it this year. It's amazing.
Well, that's true. I watched it in high school because I had to. So maybe if I'm not forced to watch
class.
It.
Yeah, maybe you should watch it as an adult. Whole new perspective. Joe, you always ask me about like great movies that I had never seen and catching up on them and all that. This is a movie I had not seen until a couple months ago. Great movie. Great performance. The final closing argument with Paul Newman in The Verdict, I think, is the best thing in Paul Newman's career. All the great stuff Paul Newman's done, that scene is his best scene.
Yeah, The Verdict's a hell of a movie. Look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494, of all the scenes involving a lawyer, the jurist can be part of it, but if there's no lawyer in the room,
wait,
that can't.
When did it have to involve a lawyer? I thought it just had to involve a courtroom.
All right, Devin, here's the question. Best scene in a movie or a show involving a lawyer?
I thought it was courtroom.
You thought wrong.
Okay.
Well. No, I'm playing around. Oh, no, we're looking for a lawyer.
I blame Richie for this. I was excited for my Elle Woods answer, and he just stole all my thunder.
I'm sorry. That is my bad, then. I really shouldn't have taken it.
Well, you should be like Jalen, Devin. When things don't go well out there, regroup and keep firing and be better at it.
That's
what he was last year.
And I'm not going to put any rings on, not going to say the word repeat. I'll take notes from
By the way, in a moment, we'll get to what Jalen said about no ring yesterday. But give us a great answer for a lawyer scene, 215-592-9494. Look, there's a lot of ways to go here. I'm going to go to not to a winning answer, but a movie I enjoyed, big law movie, And Tom Cruise, during The Firm, at a certain point, had to climb out a window.
I love The Firm.
To try to avoid Wilford Brimley and whoever the heck else
was
chasing.
You're talking at the end, like towards the end?
Yeah, late in the movie. I haven't seen it in a while, but there's a scene. Yeah, he climbs out a window. He's trying to, like, get away.
The Firm is an all-time rewatch.
Now, look, other Firm answers are still available. I'm just taking the scene when he's on the run there for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best answer.
No, I'm not looking for the best answer. Same movie can be said more than once. Just has to be a different scene. Has to involve a what, Devin?
A lawyer.
Yeah. See, I just, it's just sometimes I just if repeat and repeat. Okay, playing around. Let's go to the phones. By the way, we're going to get to the audio of Hertz in a moment. What he said yesterday about no wary of the ring, not wearing the ring. What's going on with that? We'll get to what Hertz said. Also, a question about me versus Jack and something, well, Jack related. Let's go to Nick in Bucks County. Nick, look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. First order of business, Joe. My brother is looking forward to carrying your book in his card shop.
Thank you, buddy.
New Jersey, man.
I appreciate that. I got the information. I'm going to get to that. I will be contacting you. I don't know if it's him or you, but I appreciate the outreach, and we'll connect. I promise you.
Awesome. And then I got, as a chiropractor who works on soft tissue injuries, I got some great advice for you for the tennis match next week.
Okay. What is it?
The more aces you hit, the less you have to run on that leg, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be interesting to see to the extent to which I crank up the serves or look to prioritize getting it in to avoid double faults and also prioritize getting it in to hit it to his backhand. So, you know, I'm to be determined on that one. But I hear you. I get the strategy you're saying.
And then my Eagles point is we had to wait since 2016 for Josh Huff to return that kickoff. Avery Williams was a great signing by Howie Roseman, return specialist. He tied the NCAA AA record for most returns in a college career. I think he's a great pickup, and I think we have a chance to run some kickoffs for returns.
Well, it'd be nice. I mean, it's been a while, as we talked about yesterday, for sure. All right, Nick, give me an answer, buddy. Great scene involving a lawyer.
Atticus Finch. To Kill a Mockingbird, closing scene.
Yeah.
It's closing
Great
scene.
Great answer.
Okay, closing courtroom scene. You got it, man. Obviously, that's a big one, to say the least. All right, so afternoon show has been a real pain in the patootie lately. James, check out your text message there. I want to play some audio right now. I want to go back to Tuesday's show. Now, we have audio of these guys from yesterday. But I want to go back to Tuesday's show, something they said after I talked about the injury I've got. And the afternoon show addressed it that day in a variety of ways, including this nonsense from these guys.
What doctor needs three? I'll tell you what. Save your money and your time with a doctor. Come into me in a room. I'm going to say, Joe, you're a disaster, and you'll go home. And, like, everything will be figured
save
out.
Save you money, yeah, everything else.
I can see that you're a disaster.
The camera.
Dude, this is unbelievable.
He's ready to bail out at two events.
Just... say that
he knows this is about to get bad.
Yes, but that's what he's trying.
He's
that's
trying
why
to save face.
Yep, two words. I quit.
Boo.
Just quit.
Come on, the camera.
Otherwise, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about any of this.
Yeah, you got to go out. Yeah, you're either going out on your sword or you're going out by saying I quit.
Yes, tail between the legs.
Yeah.
Scamper off.
One way
groin first as you run.
I'm not quitting. I don't know
They're
why.
They're sort of whipping themselves into a frenzy.
They are.
Like bouncing off of one another. But you're saying you don't want to quit.
I'm not quitting. I don't
In
know.
Any way. You're saying you're going to continue to play. You're going to run. You're going to participate.
Yeah, this is not complicated. Like I actually think they might be a little afraid that Jack might lose. Because I think Spike, James, tell me if you agree with this. I think Spike sees a path where I win tennis and win basketball, and then the whole they look ridiculous.
I don't think there's any question about that. Like, just the way that Spike would not be acting so over the top about this, and so, like, Jack's representative, again, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, Jack's a 31-year-old man. He does not need you to be his representative. Like, he can handle it, okay? So, yeah, I think Spike's feeling the heat a little bit.
I do, too. Now, I do want to throw out a Twitter poll question of the day related to this whole competition. Because Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Because we've kind of like touched on this on the air, but haven't really done a deep dive and should. I know it's two competitions ago, but for those that don't know, there was a full golf video. And then that video got, as it should be, you know, the best of the best of it presented to the outside world. Because, like, you know, it didn't need, like a 3-hour video of us golfing out to the outside world. Let's put the best of the best out. Well, John, very obviously the best of the best was his ridiculous, you know, to be disseminated to the public. The best of the best was his meltdown on hole 10. And if you didn't notice, only one shot of his meltdown got out to the world.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Now, Devin, Devin, why do you think only one of his 9 consecutive strokes only got out to the outside? Take a gander.
I'm going
to
go ahead, go out on a limb here and say it's because Jack Fritz did not want any of it out to the world.
Blocked it? You're saying he blocked it? Is that what you're saying?
And by the way, like,
I am saying he censored it, yes.
And Devin, when I lost in baseball, like, I lost in front of 500 people. Anyone could have been there. Like, you know, and the whole video's out. I didn't say,
actually a good point.
You can't put the video out. It makes me look bad.
Which, Twitter. By the way, I still want to see the full video. I know it's like top secret, but I
want to
see the
full
thing.
Well, I want the public to have I want Jack to, you know, come on, man. Be a man. Put it out there. All right, so here's the Twitter poll question. Do you think Jack Fritz will ever allow the video of his meltdown in golf versus, you know, to be released?
No.
Will he allow it? Because my understanding is that it's in his hands. It's his, you know, like, the station's like, all right, Jack, your feelings got hurt. We'll give you a hug. We'll put it out. All right, enough. Let's grow up here, all right? Because here's what's going to be so, and John, you know I said this a couple weeks ago, this will be so weak. If he wins this competition, and he may win the overall thing, I do think it could go either way. If he wins it and then feels emboldened, chest out, he's like, all right, fine, I'll put the video out because I won. That'll be lame. If he puts the video out in a month just because he's won, come on. I mean, this is all part, right, James? You agree? This is part of the ride.
Yeah, well, let me just
no
say this.
WIP listener didn't want to see that video.
As someone who has seen the behind-the-scenes video that has not been released, it is a trillion times better than what was released. Like, we're not even, like, it is pure gold. Like, it will be, it's hilarious. It's great. It's so much fun to watch.
Here's the disappointing
that the world hasn't seen it.
We're talking some law stuff today. Here's the way I'd equate it. It's sort of like A Few Good Men. If the Tom Cruise Jack scene at the end never got in the movie.
Oh, I like that.
Like, that's the scene. The 10th hole meltdown in the overtime hole was the end of the movie.
And not just is it the best part, it's also the story of what happened.
Like, absolutely.
That is what happened in golf.
Correct.
That's why you won.
Correct. All right, so do you think he'll ever allow it to get out, yes or no? I'd love to hear from you on the phone lines if you think he should, if you think he will. Certainly, you can call their show as well and address it with those guys. 215-592-9494. The other Twitter poll question we have today, if the Phils can only trade for one, if they only make one big move, or small move, but if it's only like one move, which position do you think is more important for them to add before the trade deadline? Is it outfielder or relief pitcher? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We're certainly hoping the Phillies win a World Series this year. The Eagles, they won the championship a couple months ago. They got that ring a couple days ago. Jalen Hurts, it seems, did not put the ring on. Certainly there was no video or pictures of him with it. He was asked about it yesterday. And let's listen to the exchange, Jalen on the ring.
In the photos that we've seen from the event, I haven't seen any of you actually wearing the ring itself. Did you eventually get to put it on? Why or why not?
Yeah, I've moved on. Moved on to the new year. You know, it's as simple as that.
All right, John. We good with that? Are we good with that?
This guy, man.
The most Jalen thing of all time.
Different dude.
Man.
Different dude.
It really, this should, once again, reestablish and just reinforce the way we feel a new and added level of confidence about our team and its leadership. And not just Jalen, not just Nick, not, you know, it's everyone. Everyone in this building right
behind us. Well, no, the other 52 guys put the ring on, or at least close to 52.
But they see Jalen.
No, it sets a tempo. I think it's good.
They understand he's serious about making this season different than the last time they went out and had success and fizzled.
Look,
the following season.
Let me ask you a question, because I do think it's – I have no problem with him not putting the ring on. Like, I get the point.
I think it is so Jalen, and I think it sets a perfect tone for what he wants to do this year.
I agree. He's setting a tone. It's very purposeful. James, do you think some of the guys roll their eyes?
Look, I think you're always going to have a portion of people who are going to take that a certain way, but I think that – the vast majority of those guys just won a Super Bowl with this guy as their quarterback. They know him. They know the way he is. They know how he goes about his business. To John's point, like, I honestly would have been shocked if he had put it on. Like, if he had said something other than that in his answer, like, it would have been out of character. So, while I'm sure there's someone, and certainly fans or whatever, and look, a little of me feels bad that he can't, like, kind of sit there in the moment and appreciate what he accomplished, but I think at the end of the day, this is who he is. This is why he's great. This is what makes him great, this type of mentality, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, I think the mentality is a huge part of what drives him. So it's fine. It's a little weird, and there's probably some eye rolls with some of the dudes.
It's definitely weird, but you know what? Jalen's weird. It's okay.
Yeah, he's a different guy.
It's okay. He's different. It's part of what makes him who he is.
All right, so we got a ton of topics on the table. The Jalen ring thing, what do you make of that? The trade deadline, which position do you want? How aggressive do you want them to be? Also, should Jack release the video? I mean, and a scene in a movie involving a what, Devin? A lawyer! I'll stop. At some point, I'll stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.